Warmest greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家热诚的问安。
We are entering into 2019.
我们即将要进入2019年。
In 2018, there have been many changes.
在2018年里头有许多的改变。
We've seen many getting married.
我们看见有许多人结婚了。
Having new infants in their families.
在家庭里头有新的婴孩。
Some went through difficulties in health.
有些也在身体上，在健康上遇到许多的困难。
Some lost their jobs.
有些人失去了工作。
Some entered new jobs that are difficult.
有些人进入新的工作，但是非常有挑战性的工作。
For some, the way ahead is unclear.
对于有些人来说，可能前面的路程不是很明亮。
Will I continue to stay in Perth?
我是否会被继续留在珀斯？
What direction will this sickness take on?
这个病痛将来的方向是什么？
I've been jobless. What will 2019 be like?
我失业一段时间了。2019年将会是怎么样的一年？
This infant in my arms.
我手中有一个婴孩。
How am I going to bring it up?
我怎么样能够养育他们？
The way ahead seems so daunting.
在前面的路程似乎非常渺茫。
There are things that we want to resolve to do for the Lord.
有些事情我们的确在神的面前要下定决心。
Now, all these things, where will we find the strength and the courage?
在这些事情上我们从哪里得到力量？
And what is the strength and courage to be focused on?
力量及胆量的中心点是什么？
Strength and courage for 2019.
刚强壮胆的面对2019年。
Now let us turn to this passage and we pray that the Lord will grant to us spiritual lessons.
我们来翻到这一处的经文，我们也祷告求主教导我们属灵的功课。
As we gather together to seek His face before we enter into 2019，
在我们还没迈入2019年之前，我们也聚在一起来寻求主的面。
May the Lord prepare our hearts for it。
也求主预备我们的心来面对这一切。
Look at your Bibles, Joshua chapter 1。
约书亚记第一章。
Now, as we have read, this is.Joshua entering into a new phase in his life.
我们已经读过了，这是约书亚要进入他生命的另一个阶段。
In verse 1, God tells him, well, Moses, verse 1 and 2, Moses, my servant, is dead now.
所以在第一、第二节，耶和华神告诉约书亚说，我的仆人摩西已经死了。
And it is time for the children of Israel to cross over into the promised land.
现在是以色列百姓应当进入应许地的时候。
What would be going through Joshua's mind?
在约书亚的脑海里是想着什么呢？
I think probably a lot more foreboding, a lot more concern than many of us.
可能对我们大多数的人来说，我们有许多的顾虑。
I'm not saying that the troubles that you are facing are not great.
不是说你们所面对的困难不小。
But here is a man who have seen the life of Moses. It was not easy.
那所以这次其中约书亚是那一位看见摩西的生平，他的事工的确不容易。
And on his shoulder lies the fate of Israel, humanly speaking.
那在他的肩膀上扛着的就是以色列百姓。
And the mission that God has given him.
还有神给他的事工。
Will Israel be formed? Will the Savior come through it?
以色列国是否能不能够成立？救主能不能够诞生在以色列国
？What was going through his mind?
他脑海里想的是什么呢？
What did God do?
神做了些什么呢？
To help him.
来帮助他。
Now those things that I've mentioned in the opening.
在我开始的时候所提到的那些事情。
Are you also wondering how am I going to face 2019?
你是否也在琢磨在你如何能够面对2019年呢？
For the man Joshua, there was one problem.
那约书亚这个人他有一个问题。
It seems to be a problem.That is about fear.
他的问题就是惧怕。
Weakness of fear.
他的软弱的地方就是他的惧怕。
Now that is why when the Lord spoke to him, he repeated three times in these verses we have read.
所以这是为什么当耶和华神向他说话的时候，他重复了三次这个词。
In verse 6, be strong and of a good courage.
在第六节，你要刚强壮胆。
Verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous.
第七节只要刚强大大壮胆。
Then again in verse 9, be strong and of a good courage.
在第九节神重复地说你当刚强壮胆。
So the Lord knew his problem.
所以主知道他的问题。
And I think the problem is the same for many of us, if not all for us.
所以我相信他的问题也是我们大多数的人的问题。
When we think of 2019,
当我们来想想2019年的时候，
somewhere deep inside we are fearful.
可能在我们内心里头，我们非常惧怕。
You look at the infant in your arms.
我们看着在手中的这婴孩。
You look at the financial difficulties you're facing.
看见你所面对的经济上的挑战。
You just got married and you wonder how am I going to take care of my family.
你刚刚结婚，你在想我该怎么样能够来养育、喂养
我的家庭。Some students are entering into a new phase of their educational life.
有些学生他们进入他学习生涯的另一个阶段。
Some entering into the workforce.
有些人进入工作。
Some just took on new jobs.
可能有一些也刚开始新的工作。
Now fear is a very common problem for Christians.
对基督徒来说，惧怕是我们常见的问题。
How to conquer that?
怎么样能够胜过惧怕？
How to have strength and courage for 2019?
怎么样能够以刚强壮胆的心来面对2019年？
Now when you read this passage,
所以当你读这段经文的时候，
maybe you think, wow, these promises are so wonderful to Joshua.
那你可能在想，这些应许对耶稣来说实在是非常美好。
Wonderful guarantees before he entered into the promised land.
在他进入应许之地之前，神给他很多的确据。
Now look at verse 3.
你看第三节。
Sorry, verse 2.
第二节。
Now God says, now this land which I do give them.
这地是我赐给他们的。
God is emphasizing, I am the one who will give the land.
神在这里强调，我是那一位将应许地赐给他们的。
Now, in fact, this word "I" is very significant.
那这里神说我的时候非常重要。
It's pulled out to emphasize that God wants him to know it is me who will give the land.
所以在这里神特别的强调是我，就是耶和华神亲自将地赐给他们。
Verse 3,
第三节。
Now he says that.Have I given? And he says it's already as good as done.
所以在这里，神所用的这个语法呢，就是我已经将地赐给你们了。
So comforting,
非常安慰人心。
But Joshua was still frightened.
但约书亚仍然是感到害怕。
Now have not the Lord promised us that He will always enable us to live our Christian walk?
我们也知道，神也应许了我们，他总是会帮助我们过一个信徒的生活。
That what He plans for your life will always come to pass.
他在我们生活当中所计划的一定能够成就。
But we are still fearful.
但我们心里面仍然感到害怕。
And then you look at verse 5.
你看看第五节。
Now He says, "No, not any man may be able to stand before thee."
这里神说，无论必无一人能站在你面前。
All the days of your life,
在你平生的日子，
you'll be invincible.
你是没有人能够被打败。
Then in verse 5, he says, "I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee."
在第五节，神说我必与你同在，我必不撇下你，不丢弃你。
And you think, "Wow, if only the Lord would say these things to me for 2019."
Right? 可能你在想啊，如果神在2019年能够向我说出这番话，那是更好的。
Does the Lord promise us this as New Testament believers?
在新约的信徒来说，神是否也给我们这些应许呢？
Turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
我们翻到希伯来书第十三章。
If you wonder, Lord, are these promises for me also?
可能你在想，主啊，这些应许是否也是赐给我的？
So that I can draw strength and courage from it.
好让我也能够从这些话语上得到力量。
Hebrews 13 verse 5.
希伯来书十三章第五节。
Now here are the same words.
这里是同样的一句话。
The Lord says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for He hath said, 'I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee.'"
这里主说，你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
The Lord says, "I will provide for you."
神说，我会提供你。
I will take care of you.
会照顾你。
Just don't be covetous.
不要贪心就是了。
Now, just remember, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The same words said to Joshua.
所以这里神说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你，是同一句话。他向约书亚说的同一句话。
This is for life too, for our life, for 2019 as well.
所以这一句话也是给我们的生命，给我们面对2019年的生命。
Every year of our life.
也是我们每一年的生命。
Now turn to Matthew chapter 28.
我们再翻到马太福音第28章。
Matthew 28.
马太福音28章。
Verse 20.
第二十节
Matthew 28 verse 20, the Lord says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Just like he told Joshua, as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. He tells us, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
就如神对约书亚说，就像我之前与摩西同在，我今天也照样与你同在。在新约的教会里头，神也说，我也就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
There is no reason for the Christian to fear the future.
所以对基督来说，我们的确没有任何的原因要害怕前面。
We can draw strength and courage from this.
我们能够从这些话语当中得到力量。
Now, just like he told Joshua, let's turn back to Joshua chapter 1.
那我们再翻回到约书亚记第一章，就如神如何向约书亚说的一切。
Now he promised again in verse 6.
在第六节，神再次的应许。
Now, after he said, now please, Joshua, be strong and of a good courage.
所以神说，约书亚，你当刚强壮胆。
He said, "You will divide the land. You will have the land to divide."
神说，你必定会承受那地，并且为业。
And he said, "I swear it to your fathers."
并且呢，神也说，我也向你们列祖起誓。
And then you look at verse 9.
然后你看第九节。
Then he says, "Remember the Lord." After he says, "Be strong and of good courage."
当主耶和华说的，你当刚强壮胆之后呢
？He told him, "The Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest."
他继续的说，无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Lo, I am with you always.
主说，我必常与你们同在。
So these promises must grant to us strength and courage.
那这些应许应当赐给我们胆量以及能力。
It's given to us in the New Testament.
神在新约里头也赐给了我们。
But we must answer three questions tonight, whether you will have strength and courage.
那今天晚上我们到底能不能够得到力量及胆量，就要问自己三道问题。
The first one is, why would God give you such assurances?
那首先的问题就是神为什么要赐给你这个确据
？Why would these assurances be so true in your life?You can trust it absolutely.
那为什么神在你生命当中的这些确据是你能够完全信靠的
？Therefore, you can draw strength and courage.
从而你能够从当中来支取你的能力。
When you look at 2019,
当你思想2019年的时候
，you look at your school life,
看见你在学校的生活
，your work life,
在工作上的生活
，your family life,
家庭的生活
，your parenting life,
做父母的生活。
Your married life,
你结婚之后的生活
；Your singlehood life,
你单身的生活
；Every aspect,
每一方面
，Would you be able to say, Lord, I'm thank you that these promises are sure, and therefore I have the strength and the courage？
那你是否能不能够说这些应许的确是真实的？因此我有力量去面对。
How can you be sure？
那你怎么样能够去有这确据呢
？You see, God wanted them to know something very clearly from right the beginning in verse 2. He wanted Joshua to know this. Please, Joshua, know this clearly.
所以在第二节，神要约书亚及以色列百姓很清楚一件事情。
The reason why I give you all these promises.
我为什么要赐给你这一切的应许呢
？The reason why I say wherever you step.The land is yours.
为什么神要说，当你所脚你脚步所踏的每一块地都是你的
？How you like that?
你喜不喜欢这些应许呢
？Every company you go, you step in there, the job is yours.
那每一间公司你踏进去，那份工作就是你的。
Every class you step in, you're number one student.
那每一个课室你踏进去，你就是第一名的学生。
Every investment you make, guaranteed success.
你所做的每一个投资一定会成功。
Now is God talking about that?
那神到底是否在讲这样子的课
？But he says no one can stand before you.
那神也说没有人能够站在你面前站立得住。
Guaranteed, you're the only one will be promoted in 2019.
在2019年，你肯定是那唯一的一位能够被升职的。
God says that you'll be prosperous.
神说你必定你的道路必定亨通。
In verse 7,
第七节
，and he says, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you."
我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Why did God give these promises to Joshua and say definitely it will come true?
为什么神要赐给约书亚这个应许，并且告诉他这一定会成就
？I think when you read from verses 1 to 7, it's quite clear.
当你读第一到第七节，答案是非常清楚的。
These promises were about conquering the promised land.
那这些应许是为了要他们进攻应许之地。
And we all know the reason why they ought to conquer the promised land is because of God's purposes.
我们也知道他们为什么要攻打应许之地，是为了神的目的。
That Israel would be a testimony to the world.
好让以色列国能够成为世界的见证。
And through this nation, the Savior of the world will come.
并且借着这个国度，世人的救主会诞生。
Now, in other words, the point is this.
那重点在这里。
As long as you are doing God's will,
那只要你行在神的旨意中。
As long as you are fulfilling God's purposes on earth, 2019,
在2019年，你行在神在你生命当中的旨意。
Whatever it is that you're planning to do,
无论你在计划做些什么事。
If it is for self.
如果是为了自己的话
，for personal gain，
自己的益处的话
，personal promotion，
自己升高的话
，personal health and wealth，
自己的财富 健康。
I'm afraid you cannot say that God promised you that He will be with you and He will not forsake you and He will help you。
我担心神可能不对你说，神会与你同在，神会帮助你。
These promises are for every believer who has chosen to live for God.
这些应许是给所有真正的信徒，并且愿意为主而活的信徒。
That's why, young people, it is so important that you find God's will in your life.
所以年轻人，这也是为什么你在你自己生命当中要明白神的心意，这是非常重要的。
That's why, working adults, you must know that you are walking in God's will.
这是为什么工作者，你也必须知道你是行在神的旨意中。
That's why the elderly, as you live, you have to ask yourself, am I living according to God's purposes?
年长者也是同样的要问自己，我的生命是否是在符合神的要求。
When you look at your marriage, when you look at your child,
当你看着你自己的婚姻，你的孩子，
you ask yourself, what is this marriage for? Some of you have just gotten married, some of you are getting married soon.
所以有些人已经刚刚结婚，有些人即将要结婚，你必须要问你的婚姻的目的是什么。
All the things that I worry about in all these areas,
在这些方面你所担心的事情，
will these promises be for me?
所以这些应许到底是否会应验在我身上？
Well, it depends.
那就要看看
what you're going to do in your marriage, what you're using your marriage for.
看看你在你的婚姻里头会做些什么事情，你用你的婚姻会成就什么事？
What you intend for the child to be?
你让你的孩子成为怎么样的人？
Why you want to take this job or work in this area?
那为什么你要接下这份工作，在这一方面工作？
When Joshua thought about all these things,
所以当约书亚思考这些事情的时候，
now he is hearing from the living God himself, his own voice.
他是亲耳听见永生神向他说话。
We are also hearing the voice of the living God each time we read Hebrews 13:5 and Matthew 28:20.
所以当每当我们阅读约书亚希伯来书十三章第五节，还有马太福音的时候，神向我们说话。
There is no reason to doubt.
所以我们不需要怀疑。
That's why you will always have strength and courage.
这是为什么我们常常都能够刚强壮胆。
As long as you know you are doing God's will.
只要你清楚你是在行神的旨意。
Not living for self.
不是为自己而活。
Now, so that is the purpose of strength and courage.
所以这是刚强壮胆的目的。
Why do you want to have that?
为什么你要力量，你要胆量？
How can you be sure that you will have that?
你怎么样确保你有胆量有力量？
If I do God's will, the promises are true, my courage and strength will be intact.
所以如果我们行在神的旨意当中，神的应许必定会应验，那我肯定会刚强壮胆。
Now the second question we have to ask ourselves is this.
那第二道问题我们要问自己的。
So the first, am I doing God's purposes? Am I living for Him?
所以第一就是到底你有没有为主而活，有没有行神的旨意？
Now the second question is this.
那第二道问题是这一个问题。
In 2019,
在2019年里头，
What do I need strength and courage for?
在哪方面我需要力量胆量？
I repeat, What do I need strength and courage for?
在哪方面我需要力量及胆量？
What is going through your mind?
你脑海里想的是什么呢？
I need strength and courage.For my studies, because I'm very weak in studies.
我在我的学习上需要力量胆量，因为我在这方面比较软弱。
I need strength and courage because this is my first baby. I don't know what to do.
这是我的新生的第一个的新生婴孩，我不知道该怎么做，所以我需要刚强壮胆。
I need strength and courage because this is my second and third baby.
这是我第二个、第三个孩子，因此我需要力量胆量。
I know what to do, but too many things to do.
我知道该做什么，但太多事要做了。
I need strength and courage to face my joblessness, my financial problems.
我的失业问题，还有我经济上的问题，我需要力量胆量去面对。
I need strength and courage for leading my family.
我需要力量胆量刚强壮胆的来带领家庭。
I need strength and courage for doing my job.
我需要刚强壮胆的来做完成我的工作。
I need strength and courage for many of my health problems that are present.
我在身体上的一切的疾病我都需要力量胆量来去面对。
I need strength and courage for the problems in my life.
在生活当中的问题我也需要胆量及勇气。
When you read the title Strength and Courage for 2019,
所以当你读这个信息主题刚强壮胆面对2019年的时候，
Were you hoping that you would come and hear the solution for strength and courage in all these areas?
你是否在找在寻找你这几方面的解决方案？
Now, what does God want Joshua to have strength and courage in?
到底神要约书亚在哪方面刚强壮胆？
Now, you would think that Joshua being fearful then needs strength and courage in battle, correct?
所以我们看见约书亚很害怕，你可能在想他在打仗那一方面可能需要胆量。
The area that you're fearful of for 2019.
2019年你最害怕的那一方面，
You would naturally think that God, please use your word to give me direction on how to have strength and courage in those areas.
你可能要求神来再借着他的话语来给你方向，在哪方面给你力量胆量。
You would think that God would say something like, now if you look at verse 7,
你看看第七节。
Now, the verse 6 tells you the strength and courage is for what purpose, right?
所以第六节告诉我们这力量胆量是为了什么目的。
The purpose is to get the land, divide the land.
所以目的就是要到里面占领应许地并且分地。
So the question is answered.
所以那问题已经解答了。
Now the second strength and courage is found in verse 7.
那第二个是在第七节。
Now you would think that with Joshua's fear and the battle of taking land in front of him,
你可能就认为约书亚所害怕的就是进了应许之地要攻占应许地的这些战争。
Verse 7 would be something like that.
第七节应该是关于那方面的事情。
Only be thou strong and very courageous, Joshua.
约书亚只要刚强大大壮胆。
Go and find out their battle strategies.
去查出他们的策略是什么。
Go and prepare your battle gear.
去预备你的兵器。
Go and understand your enemies well.
去了解你的敌人。
Go and spy on them.
去窥探他们。
And then you don't have to fear anymore because you know exactly what to do.
那之后你就不需要害怕，因为你知道你该做什么事
了。Now you would think that, right?
所以你可能会认为他会这么样的期望。
But look at verse 7.
但你看第七节。
Only be thou strong and very courageous. In what area?
你只要刚强大大壮胆在哪方面呢？
That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee.
谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法。
So here God says, Joshua, you are very fearful.
在这里神说约书亚你的确非常害怕。
Be strong, be courageous.
你要刚强要壮胆。
What do you need to be strong and courageous in?
在哪方面你需要刚强壮胆？
Oh God, I need to be strong and courageous in how to bring up children.
你可能说主啊，我需要力量胆量来养育我的孩子。
To do my job, to face my difficulties.
来完成我的工作，面对我的困难。
But here God says, be strong and courageous in observing to do all the law which Moses has commanded him.
但这里神说你要刚强壮胆，在谨守遵行我的律法上。
God wanted Joshua to know this.
神要约书亚明白这件事。
The strength and courage that we need when we are facing anything.
在我们面对各样问题的时候，我们所需要的胆量及力量
is actually in obeying His word.
是要让我们去遵行谨守神的话。
Do you realize that?
你有意识到吗？
We are trying to think of how to solve this, how to solve that.
我们总是去找解决方案。
But God knows that our weakest problem.
神知道我们最大的问题。
God knows that we need strength for that particular thing.
神也知道那方面是我们需要力量。
God knows that the area that we are least courageous in, we are most fearful of.
在神也知道我们在哪方面是最害怕的。
That we don't even realize ourselves.
我们自己都没有发现。
It's really actually in obeying God's word.
那问题就是我们对神话语的遵守。
That is what you and I need for 2019 and every year of our life.
这也是我们在2019年，也是我们一生当中的每一年所需要的。
God did not tell him be strong and courageous.
神没有告诉他你当刚强壮胆。
Here is the battle strategy.
这是我所给你的。战争策略。
These are the equipment that you will have.
这是我赐给你们的兵器。
No, he say, you just focus on one thing. Don't be fearful of obeying everything that I tell you.
但神只告诉他一件事情，在我吩咐你的一切律法上，你不要害怕去遵守。
Every fear that we have.
我们所有的每一个害怕。
Very often it is really the bottom line is I do not want or I do not dare.To do what God is telling me to do.
但底线问题是我们不敢，或是我们不要去遵行神要我们做的事。
You look at your child.
你看着你的孩子。
You know what God wants the child to be, a godly seed.
你知道怎样你的孩子长大成为怎么样的人，就是一个敬虔的后裔。
As your child grow.
所以当孩子长大的时候。
When it's in the world.
在世界里的时候。
You dare not.Bring up the child as God wants.
你不敢把这孩子养育成神要他们成为。
Because you're afraid that your child will lose out if it is active in church, if he studies God's word, his studies will suffer.
因为你担心如果他在教会里面很积极、很多的参与，你害怕他的学习会倒退。
When you work,
你工作的时候
，the real fear is I get fired.
你最大的害怕就是你被炒。
If I live like a Christian at work,
如果我在我的工作上过一个基督徒的生活。
If I obey God's word in every aspect, I probably won't get promoted.
如果你在各方面都遵循神的话，你可能就不会被升级。
If at interview I don't talk like the world,
如果在面试的时候我不像世界的人一样说话。
Show off, be pride, even lie.
来炫耀，来。夸耀甚至撒谎。
I'm afraid that if I just obey God and be honest,
我害怕如果我要遵循神的话语，要诚实的话
，be sincere and humble,
要诚心要谦卑的话
，I may not get the job.
我可能得不到那份工作。
If I follow God's known model as a family,
如果我遵循神所启示的家庭模式
，my fear is I cannot pay for this, I cannot pay for that, I cannot.Survive in the way I want to live.
我的担心就是，我的害怕就是，我不能够付这个费用，付那个费用，不能够过我要过的生活。
At the end of the day, is our fear to do exactly as God tells us to do.
那最终呢，就是我们害怕遵行神要我们遵行的事。
Look at your Bibles.
你看看你的圣经。
Now look verse 7.
第七节。
Now he said, "Be strong and courageous, please."When it comes to my commandments, do all the law.
神说刚强壮胆，当谈到神的诫命的时候呢，神说你要遵守一切的律法。
Number one.
那是第一点。
Number two.
第二。
Turn not from it to the right or to the left.
不要偏离左右。
Don't even deviate a little bit.
在各方面都不要有任何的偏差。
Don't give excuses.
不要给借口。
You see, our real fear is not is to obey God's word, all of God's word, and live exactly as He prescribed. That is our fear.
我们的害怕就是要遵行完全遵行神一切的律法。
God knew that if Joshua overcome that,
神知道如果约书亚胜过这个害怕。
Look at verse 7.
第七节。
That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
你无论往哪里去都必亨通。
Do you believe that?
你是否相信这节?
Do you believe that if you live your family life, your student life, your working life, exactly as God prescribed. Don't turn to left or right.
你是否相信，当你在家庭生活、工作、学生的生活上遵循神的话语，不偏差任何地方
？You will always succeed.
你总是会顺利的。
Now remember, this is succeed in God's purpose. That is verse 6.
那要记得，这顺利指的是顺利遵循实现神的目的。
Do not think that if I live like that, I'm going to be rich and famous, and I have no problems in my life.
所以不要想你这样子生活，你就能够成为有钱人，没有问，在生活当中没有任何问题。
Now please know that when God says these words, God is understanding that we will fear what is ahead.
所以当神说这些话的时候，神也清楚明白我们会对前面的事情害怕。
Now the fact that God says be strong and of good courage.
所以当神说你当刚强壮胆的时
候 presupposes that there are things that we need to be strong in.
这也代表我们有些事情我们必须要放胆。
We need to be courageous about.
我们也必须要刚强的去面对。
So it presupposes that God knows there will be difficulties.
所以神知道我们肯定会遇到
困难。We will face problems.
我们会面对问题。
He is telling them, "You go conquer. The enemies are there."
所以神说你去攻打应许地，里头肯定有敌人。
Jericho wall will be there.
耶利哥城墙在那里。
And then in the land, you will continue to need to fight.
在应许地里头，你肯定要继续的打仗。
Wherever you step doesn't mean you step there, they just fall down. You step there, you got to fight.
所以你脚踏进去的时候，不代表那个城就会倒塌下来，你还是要去征战。
But if you're doing my will, I will always be there to help you.
但是如果你是行在我的旨意中，我总是会帮助你的。
2019 will be fraught with difficulties in your life and my life.
在2019年，肯定我们都会面对各种各样的困难。
But as long as you live for Him.
但只要我们是为主而活
，You put His kingdom first.
你先求神的国。
You do everything because you want.People to know him, not because you want gain for yourself.
你做任何的事情是因为你要人来认识神，而不是为了要使自己得益处。
You will succeed.
你肯定会顺利。
But not without difficulties.
但这些路途上肯定会遇到问题。
When they entered the promised land,
当他们进入应许地的时候
，When I was reading this, I began to wonder.
当我读这篇经文的时候，我开始在想
，By chapter 5.
到了第五章
，No more manna，
没有玛纳了。
You know, all this while, just every day they live, no need to worry about food.
那知道吗？这之前的时间，他们每天活着都不需要担心食物。
There's manna from heaven，
玛纳从天降下。
But when they enter the promised land，
当他们进入应许地之后
，manna will stop，
玛纳就会停止了。
They will have to work，
他们需要工作。
They will have to fight for the land，
需要打仗来。承受应许地。
You see, God made all these promises, but God is not saying it will be without problem and you don't have to work. It's like a bed of roses.
所以神给这些应许，不是告诉他们说你的生活不会有任何问题。
Now God can just say, Hittites, Amalekites, and Perizzites and everyone just drop dead.
那神可以说这些在应许地的这些迦南人马上被倒闭。
It can happen.
它可以发生。
Of course it can.
神可以做到。
But God says no. You enter and you do this.
但神说你进去，然后你行这些事。
Can God say next year, baby, don't cry, baby, no problem, no sickness? Can.
神能不能够说下一年孩子不要哭泣，不要给问题
？Can God say whatever you want to do, you will always have the finances, no problem?
那神能不能够说你要做的事情，神总是会提供你经济上的需要
？Of course God can.
神肯定能够。
But God chose to say you go.
但神选择告诉你说：“你去
，You live，
你去活出来
；You do my will，
去行我的旨意。
You have the great privilege to do all these things, and I will be with you。
你有这个福分能够做这些事情，并且我必与你同在。
So Christian, do you fear 2017？
所以基督徒们，你到底会不会害怕2019年呢
？You only need to fear not doing God's word。
你只要担心一件事，就是你没有遵行神的话。
What is strength? What is courage?
什么是力量？什么是胆量
？Now strength is a resolution in your heart and mind, a conviction to say this is what I'll do.
所以力量指的就是你脑海里头的信念，你下定决心要做的事。
Strength is making a choice and a decision. Say I will do this.
所以力量指的就是你已经下了决心要去做。
I want to do this. I want to go in this direction.
所以我要做这件事情，我要朝着这个方向前进。
You need that for God's word.
所以你在顺服神话语上，你需要这一个。
God, you've shown me how my family should be, how my personal walk should be, how what kind of student I should be.
所以神会向我们显明，我要做一个怎么样的学生，在家庭里面该怎么样的生活。
What kind of father, mother, child I should be?
我该做怎么样的父亲？妻子、母亲还有孩子。
I make up my mind. I want strength to do that.
所以我已经下定决心，我需要力量去做。
Change that in 2017.
2017年我换了，
now,
改变了。
You can decide.
那你可以决定。
And say by God's strength, I want to go in this direction.
所以你说我要靠着神的力量，我要朝着这个方向前进。
But you need courage.
但是你需要胆量。
You may decide, but you may be fearful.
你可能决定了，但是你会害怕。
Now that is where now you need to have faith.
那这也是我们需要信心的时候。
You need to trust.
你需要信靠。
What God said, whatever it looks like in front of you, you say, I have decided to go in this direction. It looks very fearful, but I just trust and go because I know this is God's will.
所以当你看见前面的问题，你非常害怕的时候，当你已经下定决心要前去，那你就要信靠神，因为这是神的旨意。
I will walk step by step.
我会一步一步的走下去。
God says, live this way, it looks very ridiculous in the world.
神说你要这样子的生活，对世界来说非常的荒谬。
By my experience, it doesn't make sense.
那靠着我的经历，这行不通。
They wanted to conquer Jericho.
他们要攻打耶利哥城。
What God gave them as battle plan does not make sense.
神给他们的计划看起来行不通。
They wanted to.
他们也在怀疑。
They decided.
但他们下定决心。
They want to have strength for that.
他们在这方面需要力量。
But they could lose their courage and say, God, it doesn't make sense. I dare not do this.
他们可能会失去胆量，说神啊，这看起来行不通，他们不敢前去。
Obeying God's word requires strength and courage. Decision.And then trusting God to do it, even if it looks very, very impractical.
所以顺服神的话语需要胆量，需要力量。你下了决心，你还要信靠主。
Even your parents may say that is silly.
甚至你的父母亲会告诉你这是很愚昧的决定。
But have courage in the Lord.
但你要在主里面刚强。
Now here we must remember one thing.
在这里我们要记得一件事。
How to have that?Word in us.
怎么样能够有这些在我们的
生活里？What must you be doing all the time?
我们在常常需要做些什么事
？In 2019.
在2019年。
Look at verse 8.
你看第八节。
God says, now you must have courage to do my word, all right?
那神说你必须要有胆量来遵行我的话语。
This is what you must be doing.
这是你该做的事。
This book, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
所以第八节，这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
To have strength and courage to obey God's word to the dot in 2019.
所以在2019年有力量胆量来遵行神一切的话语。
Three things.
三件事。
One.
第一件事。
The law shall not depart out of thy mouth.
神的律法不可离开你的口。
Two.
第二点。
Meditate therein day and night.
总要昼夜思想。
Three.
第三点。
Observe to do according to all that is therein.
谨守遵行在书上所写的一切话。
In other words, Joshua had to go study God's word.
换句话说，耶稣亚必须要去学习神的话。
They had God's word.
他们有神的话。
But then they only have, by then only five books.
在当时候只有五本书。
The priests were already, they already had the priest aligned.
当时候这些祭司已经被安排好了。
But God did not say, all right, the priest will study. God says, Joshua,You want to have strength and courage to obey all that I tell you in my word, you got to study.
那神没有说啊，让祭司怎么去学习，但神说，如果约书亚你需要胆量力量，你自己要去学习。
The word of God will give you strength and courage.
神的话语能赐给你力量。
Strength to tell you what direction to take.
力量赐告诉你该 朝着什么方向
前去。 A lot of people do not know what family is about, do not know what marriage is about, do not know what being a single is about, being a married person is about.
很多人都不清楚一个结婚的生活是怎么样的，单身的生活是怎么样的，家庭是怎么样的。
What being a Christian is about.
做一个信徒该做什么事。
You say, I want to be, but you do not know the word of God.
你说我想去行，但是你不知道，不了解神的话。
The more you study and you say, wow, this is our God, that is where the courage begins to grow.
所以当你越多神其实学习神的话语，你认识了神，你就知道你有胆量去面对。
And then every time you face, you observe to do, and then you see God helps, and then your faith increases.
所以每次你做这些事情的时候，你观察神帮助你，那你的信心就能成长。
You have to keep studying.
你必须要继续的学习。
I'm so heartened when I ask, went around asking, are you studying FEBC course next year?
那我到处去问人的时候，我说你明年有没有拿远东神学院的课程。
FEBC don't make money out of it. I do not make money out of advertising it. Neither does Uncle Mark.
远东神学院在推销这个没有赚钱，我也没赚钱，Uncle Mark 也没有赚钱。
But we know that the only way you have strength and courage for 2019 in obeying God's word is that you day and night in your mouth, day and night meditating.
所以你唯一的方式能够得到力量胆量，就是你昼夜思想神的话，口头上也有神的话。
What does it mean in thy mouth and meditate?
在口中还有昼夜思想，什么意思呢？
Now, the word meditate is like murmur.
那这个思想就好像你在嘴巴上一直的念。
And it keeps saying 高高念嘛，那些人 I don't know what that means, but it's always on your lips, always saying it, muttering.
是在你的口上念出来。
So.God says, the word of God must constantly be at the tip of your tongue and in your heart.
所以神的话语总是要在你的嘴唇上，在你的心里面。
When you face a problem with your child,
当你在跟你孩子遇到问题的时候，
what comes to mind?
你会想到什么呢？
Now, I'm thankful that the parents keep saying, don't know what to do, pray lah, we can only pray, but in all things, pray.
所以我听到有些父母说，哦，不知道怎么办，只要祷告就可以了。
Now God does expect us to do things.
那的确，神也要我们做些事情。
When the baby is hungry, you need to feed it, not just I pray the baby.
那孩子饿了，你不是只是祷告，你也要去喂他们。
But sometimes the baby just won't respond.
但就是说，孩子就是不会回应。
Sometimes you have problems in life. You say, I've done everything that I can, but I don't know how to solve it. It's not solved.
那有的时候遇到一些问题，你尽了你该做的，可是你不知道怎么样解决。
Then the word of God comes to mind.
然后神的话语就使你想起他的话语。
And they say, this is what I'll do.
是告诉你你刚才做的事情。
That's why we keep memorizing God's word.
这也是为什么我们常要背诵神的话语。
But studying and memorizing is no use if you don't do the third part, which is in verse 8, that thou mayest observe to do.
所以如果你只是背诵学习，如果你没有去遵行的话，那就没用了。
Studying is to obey.
学习的目的是要遵
守。Only then your experiential faith will grow.
那只有借着这样子，你的信心才能成长。
If your life have been like that, if your family have life have been like that in 2018, and you want to make that change,
如果你的家庭生活在2018年是这样子的话，你需要改变的话。
You know what God's word have said about family?
你也知道神的话语对家庭有什么样的教导
？How elderly should leave from seniors meetings?
在借着乐龄团契，年长者该怎么样生活
？What kind of working person you should be? We're going to study this Sunday.
工作者你该怎么样的做一个工作者
？Then now obey.
明白之后你就要去顺从。
Then obey.
遵行。
Do not give excuses in 2019 for not studying God's word.
所以在2019年不要给你自己找借口不学习神的话。
Please make it a priority.
要确保这是优先的。
Tell yourself that nothing in 2019 will make me not come for fellowship Bible studies.
告诉自己不要让任何事情阻挡你来参加聚会。
Come for Bible studies.
来查经班。
Come for take sign up for FEBC courses.
来学习远东神学院课程。
Do DHW homework.
来做 DHW 的功课。
Because if you don't make it as priority number one,
如果你不把这一件事情优先安
排 ，from experience you know,
所以按照你自己的经历你就知道
，something else will take its place.
很快的，其他事情都会取代。
Just say that is priority.
只要把这个事情当成是优先的东西。
Just like you said, this is priority. I will eat lunch.
就好像你说、right? 吃饭是我的优先次序。
Then lunch will happen.
就会吃饭了。
So my friends, I hope that we understand the first question, the purpose.
所以我希望我们都明白第一道问题，那目的是什么？
Strength and courage for God's will.
刚强壮胆是为了遵行神的旨意。
Second, strength and courage to do God's word.
第二就是刚强壮胆的目的是要在遵行神话语上。
Things will fall in place.
东西就会实现。
And then the third question.
第三道问题。
And we close.
然后我就结束。
Will God be with me?
神是否会与我们同在？
If the first and second is true,
如果第一、第二是真实的，
then verse 9,
第九节，
the third be strong and of good courage.
你们要刚强壮胆。
Don't be dismayed.
不要惧怕。
The Lord thy God is with thee.
你的神必与你同在。
Dismayed is panic.
惧怕、惊慌。
God says, if you are living for my purposes,
主说，如果你是为了我的目的生活，
If you are willing to obey and do my word and live according to my word to the dot in your family and your personal walk,
如果你愿意在你的家庭，在你的生活上遵行我话语上的一切话，
Whatever happens,
无论什么事情发生，
Don't panic,
不要惊慌，
Don't be dismayed,
不要害怕。
When they go to battle, it's real battle.
他们去打仗的时候是真正的去打仗。
It's real blood that can be shed.
是真的会流血的征战。
But God says, don't panic.
但神说不要惊慌。
Because you're doing my will.
因为你在行我的旨意。
I will be with you.
我一定与你同在。
Strength and courage for 2019.
所以刚强壮胆面对2019年。
Depend on your answers to these three questions.
所以就看看你怎么样回答这三道问题。
Let us rise to sing our closing hymn.
让我们起立来唱结束诗歌。
284
284
284